My brother was edgy, thought about big ideas, like fear, how it holds you back, how you need to push against it. My brother thought about transformation, too, to change, to evolve, to transform your life. You gotta take risks. He knew that with risks, accidents happen, sometimes. And unfortunately, that's what happened to him 15 years ago. In an accident when he was kayaking whitewater. I never regret the way my brother chose to live his life. In fact, I'd like to grab some of that attitude that he had for myself, some of that edginess. There's this list of things I won't allow myself to try because of fear, my fear. And at the top of that list, it's got to be Alaska, where my brother-in-law lives, Kenny. He owns a little airplane and flies it for fun. This plane, he put it together himself from a kit. And he keeps asking me if I'll go with him. And for 5 years, I say, I don't think so. Because the plane, it's so rinky-dink that in winter, he can keep it in his garage, folding the wings back. Kurt, because he grew up in South Africa, would you like to go flying with me sometime? In your go-kart with wings? That gets stored near your bikes, your lawnmower, your kibble? I don't think so. Kenny, he grew up on a farm building things, fixing things, being resourceful. And he's so handy. But he's unconventional, too. For example, he had this dog, a Jack Russell Terrier, a little dog that would back down from nothing. And one day, the dog gets into yet another fight, and it's loud. So loud that Kenny's wife, Jill, who is my wife, Amy's sister, bolts out of the house and at the porch railing she's yelling, and it's suddenly very quiet. Kenny has the Jack Russell just kind of sleeping on his arm, and with his other arm, his finger's out like this. Kenny, Kenny, are you all right? Did that dog bite you? No, Jenny. The little dog was fighting with the other little dog, and he wouldn't stop, so I had to put my finger in his bum. One thing I love about Kenny, back when I proposed to my wife all those years ago, he calls me not brother-in-law, but brother. One little word, and it makes a difference. It makes me feel closer to my wife's family. And when my only real brother dies, that feels really important to me. And it just so happens that 6 weeks after my brother died, Amy and I are flying to Alaska to see Jill and Kenny. 6 weeks isn't a lot of time, and when we arrive in Anchorage, I'm still raw with grief. I've never been more ready to take a risk. Kenny. Let's go flying. Oh? So early the next morning, we're down at this place in Anchorage called Merrill Field. And in front of Kenny's runt of the litter, faded red airplane with fabric wings. And it's a cold fall morning, and the wings are white with frost. You can't fly with ice on the wings. I figure our work is done here. But, ever resourceful, Kenny gets a t-shirt out of his pickup truck, he balls it up, and for the next 30 minutes we take turns rubbing the frost off his wings. I feel like I'm digging my own grave here. And when we're done, he hops in the plane, and he turns the key. And guess what? The plane doesn't start. And I'm thinking, maybe we'll just go get a cup of coffee. That's when Kenny pulls the pickup close to the plane and he jump starts the plane. I had no idea that you could even do that. Kurt, Kurt, it's time, it's time. Get in the plane and watch out for the propeller. So I'm reaching for the handle on the door or the hatch or whatever it is you call it on a plane. And anyway, I get in. It's a two-seater plane. I'm right next to Kenny, and I buckle up with my heart racing, my palms clammy, my mind lurching about for anything and everything that could go wrong. Except I don't know a thing about airplanes. Not a thing. I only know a thing about this pilot because he's my brother-in-law, my brother. And I'm having some thoughts about him right now because I'm starting to wonder about his health because I have seen how he eats. And I'm thinking, is he heart healthy? A cowboy like this? Does he even have a doctor? We taxi over the runway and we're picking up speed like you're supposed to. And what was level is now tilted suddenly. And my stomach with that lurching is 3 feet behind me and we're in the air. Not like a 747 straight into the sky, but like a moth fluttering upward in the air above Anchorage. And I'm there in a wrestling match with my fear. And what I notice about fear, it's a little like grief. You don't conquer fear, just like you don't conquer grief. You get to know it little by little. And you encourage yourself to see that it goes around in circles on you. And you try to make sure you can move forward when you're ready to move through it. And in the sky, I say to myself, please, just for a moment, would you? Would you stop bracing? Alaska, it's so beautiful. It's so mountainous. You can't really see it in a car. And look at me. For free. I'm up here in the sky. Kurt, open the door. I want to get a better shot of the landscape. And I do it. Which must mean I'm doing better with my fear. Though I'm glad to get that door shut again. And we flutter back down to Anchorage and land safely. And of course, I'm glad about that too. And I look at my brother-in-law, Kenny, and I just say, that was the best thing I could have done today. Thank you.